Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
I probably should not say this as I say good morning, but I was invited up to New Hampshire to be part of this, and not bad circumstances, but just circumstances beyond my control, and I couldn't get up to sit in on all of this great stuff with the primaries and. It doesn't mean that I don't have a pulse on it. I'm just not there. So, but that's okay. Welcome aboard. And this is it's D-Day here, and I don't think I've ever seen anything more confusing on who will continue to march on for the nomination. And we're seeing some real movement and some real strategies and a lot of, I don't know, dirty, underhanded politics, I suppose, but is that just kind of an oxymoron? It's not an oxymoron. That's what politics is. It's dirty, underhanded behavior. And yet, I'm like everybody else, you know, I sometimes get sucked in and then I take a deep breath and I say, wait a minute. You know, the picture of Chris Christie hugging Hillary Clinton, I wanted to throw up. But Chris Christie's not my guy anyway. And did he help himself or hurt himself? Or is George Jeb Bush quietly moving up and is now a threat to finish second in New Hampshire? Unless the world completely implodes, Trump will win it. And you can just, you know, I'm on the line like a lot of people. You know, my reaction is the same as a lot of people who actually like what Trump says. I'm sick of political correctness. I can't stomach it as much as anybody. And that's what I love. That's what I love about Trump. And yeah, he often goes much too far. His answers are basic, really pretty honest on this. Yeah, and he exaggerates, and he may even lie about certain things, but I don't think he's lying about what's best for the United States, and that's why I can't get Donald Trump out of my system. And when he talks about he's going to go a lot further than waterboarding, well, if I were president, I'd go a lot further than waterboarding in terms of what I do. I'd do anything to save American lives. But no, not the politically correct left-wing progressives in this country. And Trump is right. You know, he takes a risk in saying it. He's not so stupid that he doesn't know what he's saying. I'm going to compare that to what Obama said in the mosque, as I get to it perhaps later in the show. The wall, the fact that this medieval kind of behavior, this isn't, it's not that Trump has originated all these thoughts. He's the only politician with the guts to come out and say it. You know, they're beheading our guys, and what are we doing with them? Putting them, they're trying to get them into convenient, accommodating institutions in the United States, in our own jails. And then I listen to people like John Kasich, who was a sleeper and could finish second in New Hampshire as well. Marco Rubio, John Kasich, Jeb Bush. They've all moved up. Christie hasn't, and I think that picture with Hillary for those who like just photo ops, it's going to turn a lot of people off. You know, sometimes you just do those things. It's like Trump said, you know, I was doing business with everyone. And when, you know, as you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. And if it's not illegal, you know, listen, it's okay. Shameless promotion sometimes, yeah. Am I talking to a business crowd who understands this? Yeah, I think my audience understands this, all the emails I get. We're so fed up. We're so angry. And yet all of the other politicians, not some of them, all of them are afraid to go just a little bit further than they should, like Ted Cruz when he was confronted in a sense by Donald Trump. Would you this wasn't directly from Trump, but would you go to waterboarding? And I mean, come on, Teddy. Waterboarding is nothing. People in the service go through it all the time. It's not, I mean, I wouldn't want to have it done. It's not real torture. Fed up with all of this. And we're, after this, it's the South Carolina. We go to Nevada, the Big South. And then Michigan, Ohio State, in Ohio, Michigan and Ohio. And who knows? And who knows what's going to, it's looking more and more like Joe Biden's going to get into this because the FBI has formally come out and said they're investigating Hillary Clinton. Not that we all didn't know it, but they formally came out and said it. And it was great that they came out just before the election. Although you fools out there who are still sticking with Hillary, a bona fide pathological liar who has no regard for anything or anyone other than perhaps her own immediate family. Sounds like Obama. Gee, do they have a lot in common. And then you got Bernie Sanders, whom nobody hates. I don't hate Bernie Sanders. I think he's nuts. I don't agree with it, with virtually everything he says. But he presents a threat, and he's closing the gap nationally. These polls are going up and down, depending upon which poll and which day. But that's the media. And, you know, the media thrives on all of this. So we've got a lot of interesting things coming up. And I don't really know how it's going to turn out. You know, Trump says he'd rather tell the truth than win. And I think that's a partial truth because I'm not sure he wants to be in this. But I like the fact that he doesn't compromise any of these positions, even when he, quote, gets embarrassed. He doesn't get embarrassed. And, oh, man, when you're that independent and you're that wealthy, it's not the wealth. It's just you can do whatever you want. I mean, if I had that kind of money and I were in that kind of position, you know what I'd say? Blanket. I'm gonna say what I feel. Because you can't do it if you don't have that backing and you're afraid of losing the backing and endorsements of either PAC groups or, you know, people like Scott. Who wants Scott Brown's endorsement? Trump is taking anybody's endorsement. I might not have taken Scott Brown's. I don't like Scott Brown's positions. I don't think he's necessarily a bad guy, but these things are confusing. When you get an endorsement from this one or that one, do you think it matters? It may matter only for the day. In the case of Sarah Palin, it might have mattered for the Iowa elections and got him a few more votes in that caucus voting, that bizarre system. Of course, the results came in from New Hampshire's first polling. It's right up there at the Balsams Hotel, and I've been up there as a guest broadcasting. Been up there a couple of times with my friend, ex-Red Sox, Rico Petrocelli. Had a fantastic time. And I walked through that room. As a matter of fact, I'm up there with Rico for a picture if you're ever there in the Hall of Fame shoots. But when you look at Dixville Notch and the voting, I mean, it's an interesting story. What's it, Kasich and Trump? I mean, 3-2. It's fun. What it says is we're getting started. And that's, if you're ever up in northern New Hampshire and you want to see them, and it's just a stunning place. I haven't been up there in years, but it's It's like that movie, not Anastasia, but, well, it's like a castle in the sky. All of a sudden, you're going through rugged mountain terrain. All of a sudden, you come across this incredible, incredible sight. And I don't know what it's like, but it's a five-hour ride. It's too far to head up there, but it's a beautiful place. So we're heading in. We're going to get the results and going to keep a good portion of this show open to talk about the election results tomorrow. And Hillary's closing the gap. Trump's maintaining about a 14 or 15-point lead. Everybody else is kind of bunched in there, but up has moved Jeb Bush. Marco Rubio, and I'll get to this later, is right about Barack Obama. Chris Christie is basically wrong. I'll also talk about that, and then I'll talk about what Obama said at the mosque, because it's just this Islamic mosque. It's mind-boggling, and it doesn't matter. You're not going to get called out on it. What can I tell you? All right, we're going to take that break. Coming up here shortly, and I encourage you to stick around. We're going to have our first guest on right after this. This is Stu Taylor.
Could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-528-5518. That's 1-800-528-5518. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Call right now.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quotes subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
Well, this is Dick Armey. I was just pleased to do such a great interview with Stu Taylor. You know, Stu Taylor to me is to talk radio as Bobby Orr is to hockey, and it just doesn't get any better than that.
All right, we're back, and happy to be joined by Dr. Michael Stephan. It's spelled S-T-E-P-H-E-N. He is the author of Cherry Lane, Power Path to Healing. It's the revised edition, and it's a book that's garnering a lot of attention, and I welcome him on. It's published by Tate Publishing. That's T-A-T-E Publishing. You go to tatepublishing.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. If I may call you Michael, good morning.
Yes, thank you so very much for having me on.
Listen, it's my pleasure. Great to have you with us. Cherry Lane, the title, in a sense, it can't possibly cover a book by a title and a message. So tell us, give us an overview of the book and what genre, what the book is about in terms of who the audience is and what you're looking to do. Kind of a lengthy question.
Well, genre is a drama, but it's also a romance. It's educational. It's inspirational. The book is about many things. Now, the body of the material is somewhat of a, hopefully, an enlightening experience into and out of the realm of sexual abuse. So that's the body of the material. And, yeah, in the beginning of the book, it is a bit of a tragedy. But much more importantly, it was written to help us to find the path or the way to healing and hopefully to happiness as well. It's a journey of discovery.
Do you classify this as fiction or nonfiction?
It's actually a little bit of both. It's inspired by true stories, but it is fiction overall. As part of the book, the reader learns about, like I said, many different things, about what it's like to go through those kinds of things, what it's like for a person who's experienced that kind of tragedy and other kinds of tragedies as well. But it's written to help us find a way to heal from all of that. And as part of that, the book also teaches things like about diet and exercise. And interestingly enough, as part of that, it actually talks about some of the things that are most important in terms of how to actually lose weight. But it also talks about coping skills, how to keep yourself in a good place. It talks about relationships, how to build long-term, healthy relationships. It talks about parenting, about the things that are actually fundamentally important in terms of parenting.
Is the book derived from your experiences as a PhD? I can let you explain what you do, and you've taken those situations or encounters along with an analysis of it and put it in a book. Are we talking about Dr. Michael Stephan's experience?
Well, a lot of it is my experiences and experiences from some of my clients. A lot of my clients have been through very tragic things in their lives, and basically what I do is I try to show them how to heal from those things. And I've tried to put a lot of that into this book and make it into a rather interesting book. It is a novel. It is self-help, but it is a self-help book in the form of a novel. And it's more than just about tragedy. I mean, in some places it's actually a little bit warm and a little bit funny in places. It is romantic. It is a love story on a couple of levels. It's uplifting. Ultimately, it's a very edifying type of book.
You say it's a woman's story.
Is this a woman's story? It starts out in the beginning as the life of a child, a little girl who's been through tragedies, traumas in her life. And she grows up in the book, and the book shows her different ages in her life. In the beginning, she is a child. She looks at life like a child, talks like a child, becomes an adolescent, all the different problems and complications that develop from that, the young adult, and things that happened there. And she's still trying to make sense of all this and heal from all this. And later on in the book, as she actually begins to heal, she becomes a mature adult. And I show you the different things that are necessary that she goes through as part of all that. And maybe if I could give you just one little example.
Yeah, no, please do that.
I said it is educational, and there is a whole chapter in there about relationships and how to maintain long, healthy relationships. And part of that, improving the communication process. And one piece of that I'll share with you here. It talks about how to deal with people who are rather difficult people, people who are upset, people who are angry or sad or scared or anxious, people who are all up in your face about something. How do you deal with people like that? Well, I show you, I give the tools necessary in order to accomplish that, and let me give you a little piece of that. As part of that, there's a four-step process that I show in the book. And the first step in the beginning is just simply get your heart, get yourself in a good place before you begin. And there are tools in the book that help you to accomplish that as well. But keep in mind that however you feel, what you feel inside when you're talking with someone else is most of what you're communicating to that other person. And whether that's good or bad, that's going to make a difference in the outcome of what you're trying to accomplish there. So that's step number one. And step number two is find a way to validate how they feel. And keep in mind, if a person is upset, they're not really concerned about what's right or wrong sometimes in that situation. It's about what it's like for them, how they feel. And you have to show them in some way that you understand and maybe even care about that. And so validation is important. Validation requires being able to do three things. One of those is figure out what it's like for them. Show them that you're trying to understand. Don't tell them you understand. Show them that you're trying to understand and show them that you care. And then when you do that, then those feelings begin to dissipate. And then you can use that validation to uncover what's at the core of all this. What is the root of this issue here? And so you ask questions to help get to that, supportive, caring, compassionate questions to help get down to what's underlying all this. And once you have that, once you figure out what it's all about, then you can problem solve if you want to, if they would like for you to. But in doing that, you also, problem solving is about asking questions that sound supportive. What kinds of things have you tried? What do you think would be helpful? How do you think that person would feel if you said this to them? How would you feel if you said that somebody said that to you? Do you think that's a good idea? Do you think there's something else that might work better? What do you think might happen if you decided to do this? That's the fourth step that I call problem solving. But also keep in mind, don't try to solve a person's problem if they don't want their problem solved. Sometimes people don't want that. They just want you to listen and show them that you care, understand it, that you care. And if you can do those kinds of things, you can, at least to some extent, diffuse what's going on with any person at any time. It works with a three-year-old who's throwing a temper tantrum. It works with a customer who walks in your shop. It works with in a spousal relationship as well. And that's just one little part of that one chapter, that's one little piece of all the things that this book is about.
Well, we've got just about a minute, actually about 30 seconds left. So rather than toss out a question, why don't you come up with a concluding comment?
Okay.
We got just a brief time. I'll wait for your comment.
Well, the book teaches about life, and ultimately it teaches about a relationship with God as well, but you don't see that until the very end. And there are several different mini stories within the book that are very helpful, very entertaining,
All right, Dr. Michael Stephan. The book is Cherry Lane, Power Path to Healing, Tate Publishing. Thanks very much for coming on.
Well, again, thank you for having me on. I just wish I had more time to explain
There's never enough. They're going to have to buy the book. Then they can take all the time.
Right.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now, 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
Biz Talk Radio.
Is WBNW 1120 AM, the Money Matters Radio Network.
This is Margaret Hoover, and I was just on the Stu Taylor Show. Stu, thank you for having me. You, next to my husband, are the most hospitable radio host, friend to promoting American individualism. I couldn't be happier and more grateful for your support.
Oh, I'm amazed we're back. I'm always amazed at these new incredible developments in technology, and we have one of those companies representing that. And joining us is Mark Moore. He is the director for Cleartronic, Inc. It's traded on the OTC. The symbol is CLRI. He's also the CEO of its subsidiary. He's going to talk about radio op, which is an innovative approach in the communications field. And we're not I don't want to confuse people, but he also is the CEO of Calabria. And I'll let him explain all of that as he is here to join us. The company, Cleartronic, Inc. And I want you to give you the website. So if you need an investor's kit, if you want to get information, just like it sounds, Cleartronic, T-R-O-N-I-C, Cleartronic.com. And welcome to the show and congratulations for what you're accomplishing here. It's great to have you on.
Thank you, Stu. I really appreciate the opportunity to speak with you this morning.
All right, maybe you can untangle my lengthy introduction, which may be complicated for a lot of people, and kind of talk about Cleartronic and then the subsidiary Radio Op and what they're doing.
Okay. Probably the best way to understand the history is let's start with Calabria and the ReadyOp platform, and then we'll get into where Cleartronic comes in. What happened was we started working with first responders. Well, first responders are police, fire, emergency medical services in local areas as well as statewide and federally. Anytime you have an incident or an emergency, these are the first people that you call and arrive on the scene to help. What happened was, it's very common. You saw it in 9/11. You see it just about in most major events where there is a challenge of communicating between different agencies by radio. In other words, the police have a hard time communicating with fire or other law enforcement agencies because their radios don't cross correctly. So we started working on this issue about 8 years ago. Well, we got sidetracked by the military and some other federal agencies in that they wanted some software for rapid communication for local Iraqis and Afghanis to feed information to our undercover guys. So we developed some software for those, but I was most interested in working with first responders and the like. So the predecessor software was used by several law enforcement agencies. It was used during the Super Bowl. It was used by the United Nations during the Haiti relief effort. But the challenge we were having was that you had to have the software on both sides for the sending and receiving so that it could have the encryption and the decryption. Which was fine in a controlled environment, but not so for a disaster or a major incident. So about 4 years ago, I literally went with a blank piece of paper to the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, one of their head people that we were working with, and I said, hey, I got an idea. What if we did this with a platform? And what has grown out of that is ReadyOp. And ReadyOp is a web-based platform that law enforcement agencies initially, but now fire, police, universities, airports, state agencies, federal agencies, and we'll talk about some of our clients here in a little bit, but can do not only planning ahead of time for any kind of incidents and emergencies, but also for planned events. Most recently, we had last weekend the Gasparilla Parade in Tampa. It was the third largest parade in the country after the Macy's Day Thanksgiving Parade and the Rose Bowl Parade. Over 1,000 law enforcement officers, over 250,000 people, and they planned and communicated with the law enforcement agencies before and during the parade for any kind of, you know, suspicious packages, suspicious people, any kind of events or whatever. This was their command and control platform. One of the unique things that we worked on was the ability for interoperable communications, particularly interoperable radio communication. This is where you can link radios of different manufacturers or different frequencies. An 800 megahertz radio needs to communicate with somebody using a 700 megahertz radio. So we started working on that issue, and we found Cleartronics. And Cleartronics had a subsidiary called Voice Interop that had developed a radio gateway, which does conversion of audio signals, your voice, my voice, into what's called IP or Internet Protocol, which is how you send messages across the Internet. Their gateway was in use already, but it was not exactly what we wanted. So our engineers started working with their engineers, and the importance of this is they had the patent on this conversion capability. So we got closer and working together and did more back and forth, and so it was such a successful relationship, we started talking about, hey, what if we combined the companies, or what if we, you know, made a major investment in Cleartronics, and that way we could assure the future of that radio gateway, but we could also get some of the investment we were making in the device. So that's exactly what we've done. We made a major investment in Cleartronics. As a, you know, I raised friends and family and other investors to invest in the company. And then what we did was we set up ReadyOp Communications, Inc., which is a subsidiary of Cleartronics. And all our future business that we use for the ReadyOp platform will be under the ReadyOp Communications subsidiary. So I'll stop here for a second if you got a question.
Well, no, I wanted to, that required a lengthy explanation. I want you to talk about the distinguishing characteristics with regard to how to disaster recovery, first responder coordination, the basic means of communications that your technology allows you to separate from other companies.
Sure. Well, one of the first things we wanted with ReadyOp was to be drop-dead simple to use. And because, you know, a lot of times we're not even going to see the people who are using it. So we start out with the whole focus of simplicity. What we also wanted was to be a very fast adoption by our clients. So what happens there is that it's a web-based platform that our clients do not have to buy, and install new hardware, new servers. They don't have to buy new software, don't have to download new software.
Does that mean, Mark, that this is scalable too?
It is absolutely scalable immediate. I'll give you an example. I made the Detroit Police Department called me one day about a year and a half ago and said, hey, we've heard about we've heard about ReadyOp. Could you give us a web demo? So I said, sure, I'd be glad to. So we did a web demo, and they said, that's what we thought. Can you come to Detroit and do a presentation? So I said, I'd be glad to. So about a week or so later, I went to Detroit, and there were about 10 or 12 of their senior law enforcement and fire officials in the room. And about halfway through the presentation, the director of communications said, hey, how long does it take to get on ReadyOp? And I said, well, you know, it's made for emergencies. I can have you on within the hour if need be. And this was a 10 o'clock in the morning meeting. He said, could we be using it tonight? I said, you could be using it this afternoon. He says, great. We're meeting back at 1 o'clock. We need this software. So, in fact, we met at 1 o'clock. They were using it by 2 o'clock, and they've
never
stopped since.
That's amazing. I want to have you get in, because we only have a couple of minutes left, into the financial investment aspect of it, because it's always kind of a two-pronged approach here. Again, the symbol is CLRI on the pink sheets, Cleartronics. What What do you tell investors who may want to be interested?
That we have just begun to get this out. We've kept it very small. I'm a very strong believer of crawl before you walk, walk before you run. And we have spent the last 3 years getting this to where it's got the five nines reliability that, you know, our clients need. Our clients are the State Department, the Food and Drug Administration, NASA. You know, yesterday I was with the U.S. Olympic Committee. They want to be using it down in Brazil this summer. So we have just begun to get the word out of what ReadyUp is capable of. We have two U.S. Senate campaigns, and one of the presidential candidates is even using ReadyUp for their campaign. So we're just getting started. It's exciting what's going on. Every day is different. Every day is new.
What about the security of this system, the validity of it? You know, we're so concerned about you got about 15 seconds. Let me just have you respond to the buzzword security.
Sure. We do our hosting. I mean, if NASA uses us and the FDA uses us and the State Department, you know it's secure. We've already been down. We've already been vetted.
All right. Thank you so much, Mark Moore, Cleartronic, talking about ReadyUp, a subsidiary. Check it out. This is Stu Taylor. Thanks, Mark.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
If you're like me, and you probably are, you probably have some toys, like a desktop computer, a laptop, maybe a tablet, one or two smartphones, a printer, maybe even a high-speed modem and wireless router. That's a lot of technology. Who do you call when something breaks? If you had Tech Butler, one call can fix them all. And for a lot less than every other tech support service. Really, Tech Butler will cover every device you own for as little as $99 a year. And when you buy 2 years of protection, they'll give you a third year free, so you'll save even more. Plus, you get the peace of mind knowing that every device you own today or in the future is covered. Tech Butler. One call literally covers all your devices for less than everyone else. Get 1 year free when you buy two. Save money. Call right now. 1-800-434-0522. That's 1-800-434-0522. Again, 1-800-434-0522. 1-800-434-0522.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stories of the Legal Exchange, Saturdays noon to 1, a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is Charlie Gasparino, senior correspondent for Fox News and the Fox Business Network. Thanks, Stu Taylor, for a great interview.
All right, we're back. Joining us right now is Dee Dee Stockton. She is a Tate Publishing author of a fantastic series of books drawing rave reviews, the Sammy Joe Adventure Series. You can get it by going to tatepublishing.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. Congratulations, Dee Dee. I say congratulations because if you're writing a whole series of things, something is going right. Nice to have you with us.
Well, thank you so much, Stu. It's a pleasure to be here.
So tell us about why the success of this series and give us an overview of what it's about.
It's about a little girl who's looking for a new friend. And in the first book, the whole book is basically about her finding her new friend. She's very tenacious. She doesn't give up. She follows all the clues to finally meet her new friend, who is a sea monster. And she gets to enjoy adventures under the sea with him. The second book, Sammy Joe and the Best Rodeo Ever, continues the adventures, and she meets a whole new fantasy underwater world with mermaids and seahorses, and then the adventure will continue.
How did you come up with this concept, and have you always been writing?
I have not always been writing. When my children were young, they used to ask me to tell them a story versus reading them a story. So I came up with the Sammy Joe and the Sea Monster is what I referred to it at that time. And, you know, my children are grown up now, and after thinking about it for 15 years, I finally decided to write it.
So Dee Dee, what's like the target part? What age are these books for?
They're for elementary. They're early reader chapter books, so ages 7 to 10 in that age range.
There's a lot of competition out there in books and stories and even series. What do you think?
There is.
Obviously, the subject matter is different, but what do you consider the distinguishing characteristics that have made this so successful?
Well, every child enjoys a fantasy, and so the fantasy of being able to explore underwater with a sea monster, and, you know, she can breathe underwater, she can talk to all the animals. It's a fantasy world, and it's a fantasy I used to have as a child because I lived near the ocean, and I always dreamed of being able to be under the water with the fish. So I think that it's just children love to use their imaginations, and it's a great way for them to create pictures in their mind versus having it in front of them on their Xbox or, you know, other television shows. They can actually use their mind and their imagination.
How many more? But yeah, I assume based on the success of this, you're going to continue. Are there going to be more in the series?
There will be more. I'm working on the third one right now. I have five in my head. There may be more than that, but five is the goal for right at this moment.
I frequently ask this question because I'm always curious. Is this something you developed as you wrote along, or you knew what the whole story was and all about the characters when you started?
I developed it as I went along. All I knew when
So
I
you're
started
taking
was...
the journey with the readers, really?
Exactly. Yeah, I only knew I had a little girl and a sea monster, and the rest of it sort of developed itself.
Yeah, it's fun doing that. What was the most difficult part of writing this book?
Well, I ran contests for children, and if they won the contest, they would get to have their name in the book, in the second book. That was really the most difficult part, is figuring out where to fit all these names in of all these children. there's a lot of names in book number two because my fans requested it.
You know, the author's smart, man or woman. When you write a book, we're so intelligent. But the real intelligence, I think, comes in feedback from the readers. What did you get for feedback? Are you able to enumerate on anything that kind of enlightened you or gave you ideas for future books?
The biggest thing was in book one, really the main character is Sammy Jo, who's a little girl, and the sea monster. And it was not appealing as much to boys as to girls. So the biggest feedback was I needed to add a boy for a main character. So in the second book, her cousin Jake, the football player, comes to spend time with her so that there can be a boy's perspective on everything.
Is there a moral? Is there a message other than how we fantasize? It's not just kids who have, you know, these dreams, even adults. Listen, I still have them. But is there, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, the moral is dream. If you can dream it, if you believe it, you can make it happen. And that's what Sammy Jo did, and that's how I live every day. I have another business as well. And the only way you can be a success is by creating the idea and following through. You cannot stop. Even if you fail, you continue because, you know, even Walt Disney failed, you know, 300 times before he created his first theme park. We have to continue with our dreams.
Yeah, I love that. I love that advice. And it's advice that you can give any other authors. Does your background involve you working with young children in the past?
Well, I not really. I was a substitute teacher. I was a Cub Scout leader. I was a Girl Scout leader.
Oh, I mean, that's experience.
In that way, yes.
Got about a minute to go. Dee Dee Stockton. I want to give the name of the book. It's the Sammy, S-A-M-M-I, Joe Adventure Series. You can get it by going to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or TatePublishing.com, Tate Publishing, the publisher. A concluding remark or two in the last minute.
I would like everybody to know that I have been talking to a Hollywood producer, and with a bit of effort and work on my part, there is a chance that at some point Sammy Jo could become a movie. So I'm very excited about that.
All right. Any way I can get some tickets to the premiere?
I promise you, if I actually get this to succeed, you will get tickets.
All right. Dee Dee Stockton, thank you so much. The Sammy Jo Adventure Series. I love these books for kids and the accomplishments, not only of the writer, but the people reading it and how much they gain. It's been great having you on.
Thank you, Stu. It's great being here.
All right. Thank you, and thank you all for listening. This is Stu Taylor. We'll see you back here tomorrow. We'll talk a little bit about what happens up in New Hampshire. Have a great day.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.